Jeff, will you please answer the phone?
I am not your switchboard operator.
Well, I could be for you.
Mary, the phone company operates for you and your friends.
Jeffrey, answer that phone.
Hello?
Hey, Bubblehead! For you. Boy, if somebody could just build a shampoo bottle into a telephone, he'd have it made.
Hello? Oh, hi, Ann. Oh, may I have the car now, dear?
I think you can probably get in it now, since I've removed this assortment of Mary's junk. Look at this stuff I've gathered. 4 or 5 lipsticks, a couple of dozen emery boards, nail polish. And what is this?
That's roller. For setting her hair.
She set her hair in the car?
No, dear, you know how it is. The girls carry these things back and forth to each other's houses.
Well, there's enough merchandise here to set up a beauty parlor. Honey, does Mary do anything these days besides pencil her eyes and polish her nails?
She shampoos her hair.
At her age, it's perfectly natural. I'm going shopping at the Emporium. Do you need any socks?
At her age, couldn't she think of something besides her face and her hair?
Mother, may I speak to you for a moment? Mother, I just talked to Anne, and she's getting me a blind date. Anne says he is just an absolute dream. His name is Gregory Taylor.
Well, you know how your father and I feel about blind dates.
Oh, but Mother, this is entirely different. He's captain of the Hartford basketball team, and such a nice boy.
Who says so?
Anne does.
Oh.
Daddy, what are you doing with my rollers?
I cleaned out the car.
Mary, I think it would be a good idea if your father or I could meet this fellow.
Mother, our date is for tonight. I can't ask him to rush over here to be inspected by my mother and father. But Anne's folks have known his folks for years, and he's an A student. Mother, he's getting a scholarship to Harvard. Well, Anne says he is just the nicest boy in the whole world. He's tall, he's terrific, he's everything.
Well, it's whatever your father decides.
Daddy, there's something so exciting about a blind date.
The way you look now, a guy wouldn't have to be blind to date you. But it'd sure help.
Mother, when you're downtown, could you pick me up some wave lotion and some cleansing tissue?
Do you want to make a list?
Oh, no, that's all I need.
I'll wait if you want to get dressed and come with me.
Oh, I can't, Mother. I have a million things to do before tonight.
Woo!
Dad, what...
One more thing before tonight. I want to meet the boy.
But, Daddy, why?
Well, let's say it's an old family custom.
Daddy, I've told you all about him.
You told me all that Anne told you.
Don't you believe Anne?
Oh, I believe every word she says.
Oh, good.
But I want to meet the boy.
Daddy, sometimes you can be positively Victorian. Come in.
All right, Miss Universe, front and center.
What?
The tall man is downstairs.
Who?
Prince Charming, Gregory Taylor.
Oh.
Oh, and you better put on your elevator shoes. Otherwise, you'll have to talk to him by radio.
Thank you, Jeff. Now go. Go.
Hi, I'm Gregory Taylor.
How do you do, Gregory? It was very nice of you to come over.
Oh, it's okay. I understand. A girl likes to know who she's going out with.
Well, actually, it was my father. You know how fathers are.
Sure.
Did you meet my brother?
Yeah, Jeff and I met.
Yeah. Boy, I sure wish we had you on our basketball team.
Thanks a lot.
Daddy, I'd like you to meet Gregory Taylor. Gregory, this is my father, Dr. Stone.
I'm glad to meet you, sir.
How do you do, Gregory? You and your team taking on Hilldale tomorrow?
That's right. It's going to be a tough game.
Well, you two don't want to stay out too late tonight.
About tonight, Gregory, I'm terribly sorry. But my English lit teacher moved up the date on our term paper, and I have to have it in by Monday. So I really shouldn't go out tonight. You know how it is with those term papers.
Yeah. I know how it is.
Maybe some other time?
Oh, sure. Well, it's awful nice meeting you, Dr. Stone.
Thank you, Gregory.
Good luck on your term paper, Mary. It was nice meeting you.
Oh, thank you. I'm very sorry.
It's okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Gregory.
Bye, sir.
Just a minute. What happened?
Well, nothing happened. I just changed my mind. I have to work on my term paper.
You know, that Gregory seems like a real nice guy.
Mary, now, I don't believe that excuse, and I know Gregory didn't. What's the real reason?
Hey, aren't you going to go out with that guy?
All right, Daddy, if you want the real, honest truth, it was his ears.
His ears? Oh, now there is a reason for not going out with the guy. Because he's got ears.
Well, I just couldn't picture myself spending an entire evening with him. I couldn't take my eyes off of those ears.
Oh. If Gregory knew why you were breaking the date, how do you think he felt?
Daddy, it's my privilege if I don't want to go out with a boy.
Sure. That lovely face. You should have a heart to go with it. I'm not proud to be married. That lovely face. You should have a heart to go with it. I'm not proud of you, Mary. Kids can be so cruel sometimes. Absolutely no feeling for others.
Daddy, there's something wrong with this mirror.
Honey.
Yes, Daddy?
I thought you might put together some lunch for us since your mother's out shopping.
All right, Daddy. I'll be right down.
Okay, honey. Is that you were saying about the mirror in the hall, honey?
She probably looked into it and said, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" And it gave her the wrong answer.
Aren't you going to join us?
Come on, Queenie. Slum it a little. Eat with us common people.
Something on your plate?
Oh, no.
Your nose.
Oh, Daddy! Daddy!
What's wrong, honey?
Daddy, look at my face.
That's very interesting. You're growing quite a nose there.
Oh, Daddy, make it stop. Do something.
Well, there's nothing I can do. Well, it's really not too unusual.
Not unusual?
Well, we see cases like this every now and then.
Oh, this is a joke. This is some terrible joke you and Jeff are...
No, honey, these things happen. Science can't fully explain it, but for no apparent reason, some part of the body will begin to grow. In your case, it's called rhinophyma.
What?
Enlargement of the nose.
rhino, farmer. Well, you can see where they get the term. Rhino from rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros?
No, it's not serious.
What'll it do? Is it going to get any larger?
It's possible. But don't worry about it, honey. Your looks aren't important. It's what's in here that counts. Now, just stay out of the sun and keep it powdered.
But Daddy!
Just forget your nose, honey. If you make no point of it, other people won't even notice it.
Mary home?
Yeah, she's upstairs. Hey, Banana Nose. Ann's here.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Ann.
I told Gregory all about you. He was over here, wasn't he?
Yes.
Gee, he's a lucky boy getting a blind date with the prettiest girl in the senior class. You know, this is the first time you and I are going out on a double date. Where'd you get the funny nose? It's mine. Oh, you're kidding. Come on, where'd you get it?
I found it in the medical book.
The nose.
How I got it. It's an affliction. It's called rhinophyma.
Rhino?
Like rhinoceros.
Everything. Lots of girls have large noses. It's what you really are that counts.
Oh.
Well, Mayor, I better get home. Oh, gee, about tonight. Maybe it'd be better if we went in separate cars. You know. Oh, maybe I'll see you at the dance.
Oh, come on, Richie. I know Mary better. I've known her ever since she was 10 years old. We went to grammar school together.
That doesn't give you any priority. It was my idea to take her to the game tomorrow.
You got the idea after I said I was gonna ask her.
You said you were gonna ask her after I said I was gonna take her.
She doesn't wanna go with you anyway.
Wise guy. Boy, are you a wise guy. All right, let's ask her. I dare you.
Okay, we'll see who she wants to go with. Richie, why don't you get your own girl?
My own? What do you mean, my own? Mary's not your property. Wise guy.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stone.
Dr. Stone?
Hi, fellas.
Mary home?
Yes, she's upstairs.
Could we see her a minute?
Sure. Mary, Stan and Richie are here.
Daddy, I can't come down.
Honey, they're waiting.
Hi, Mary.
What's the matter?
I have a cold in my nose.
Oh, well, we got a problem, Mary.
Yeah. I was on my way over here, and who shows up? This character.
That's the way he tells it. I started for your house at least 10 minutes before he did. No kidding. Are you under any obligation to this guy?
Mary, you're the only one who can settle this. Now, who gets first choice?
Yeah, Whatever you say goes.
Well?
I just came along with Stan. He has something to ask you.
Oh, no, go ahead, Richie. You asked her first.
No, you go ahead. You went to grammar school with her, remember?
Well, it was nothing, Mary. Really nothing. We'll see you later. Mary?
Gregory.
Oh, you had some friends here at the front door, so I went around and back. Your father let me in.
Why did you come back? Didn't Ann tell you?
Tell me what?
Aren't you glad? Look.
What are you talking about? I came by to see if you needed help on your term paper.
Don't you notice anything different about me?
Well, your nose is a little different, and that's all.
That's all.
Is there something else?
Gregory, this is your big chance. Why did you laugh at me? Go ahead, laugh. Tell me how funny I look.
You don't look funny to me. I'd like to help you, Mary, if I can.
That's very nice of you, Gregory. There's nothing you or anybody else can do.
There is one thing I'd like to say. I sure wish it could have worked out between us. Bye, Mary.
Daddy?
Oh, honey, I have to run down to the drugstore. You want to come with me?
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. You've been cooped up in the house all day.
No, Daddy, we might meet somebody we know, and I'd embarrass you.
You were such a beautiful baby. But your mother and I will always love you.
Daddy? Daddy, don't leave me. Daddy, please don't leave me. Oh, please, Daddy, don't leave me. Daddy? Please don't leave me. Please, Daddy. Daddy! Terrible dream.
Did you hurt yourself? Did you bump your nose?
Oh, it's all right. Oh. Where did he go?
Where'd who go?
Gregory.
I don't know. He left here. You saw him go.
Oh, Daddy, I've got to find him.
Let's go. Attaboy, go on. Let's go.
Hey, what are you doing here? You want to join the team?
Hey, Phillip, we got a new center.
Richie, have you seen Gregory Taylor?
Oh.
What
the? What?
Hello, Gregory.
Hello.
I've been looking everywhere for you.
I've been right here.
I wanted to tell you that
I want the ball.
as I was saying, after you left my house this morning, I checked my school calendar and, well, I have more time on that term paper than I thought.
That's good.
Gregory, I'd like to keep our date for tonight.
Look, it's very nice of you, Mary, but you don't have to do it. I've been through this sort of thing before, and it just...
Gregory, I was all upset this morning. I don't know what you thought I meant when I said I couldn't go, but I didn't mean what it sounded like I meant.
Well, look, you didn't hurt my feelings, so...
That's not the point. I want to go tonight, and I'd like to go with you.
Hey, Stretch, let's have the ball.
Oh.
I'm a very stubborn person. Gregory, somehow you look different to me now.
You're not just trying to be nice.
I'm not that type of person. I'm mean.
I could tape my ears back so they don't show so much.
You leave your ears just as they are. They're a mark of character. Now, some men have a strong chin, and you have strong ears.
Did anyone ever win an argument with you?
No. I never miss.
Oh, hey, Mary. What time tonight?
7:30.
I'll be there.
Come on, fellas, let's go.
You know, Mary, that's the great thing about living in a town like this. You've got all your friends and everything's so close.
I know. I wouldn't live anyplace else. Oh, Hartford must be very nice, though.
I guess so. I've lived there all my life. But, you know, I wouldn't mind living in another town now.
Well, what town would you choose?
I'd like to live in Hilldale.
I'd like that. You know something, Gregory?
Hmm?
You're different. You're bigger than so many people I know. Oh, I'm not talking about your height. Well, when you offered to help me with my English paper and...
Huh?
Well, when you came over and you... Oh, I'm sorry. You wouldn't know about that.
I wouldn't?
No, you weren't there. Not really.
Not really? Where?
Everything happens when I go shopping. I can stay here in the house week after week and there's not an ounce of excitement. But let me put one foot out that door.
Well, honey, don't make it sound as though we had the Battle of Bull Run in the living room. Mary was just off on one of her tangents.
Basketball players, blind dates, nightmares, canceled dates.
There she is.
Oh, hi.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Daddy. Hi, Mother.
Hi. How'd it go?
Oh, Mother, we had the most perfect evening. You know, I think Gregory is just about the nicest boy I've ever met.
Really?
Well, I knew he was, Daddy.
Well, didn't you hear what Mary said this morning? She said he was charming and intelligent. She stood right there and told you.
But the ears, what about the ears?
The ears? What ears?
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.